Well, it is still Christmas, and as we continue to reflect on this Christmas season, we think about this passage from Galatians chapter 4, and the beginning of that is just a beautiful little rich passage. When the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. 2,000 years ago, we can postulate about what the fullness of time meant to God, if certain things fell into order for God, that He saw that this was the best time, if the political landscape was right, if whatever was right, something about that time, 2,000 years ago, felt full to God. It felt purposeful, and that's when God chose to send His Son, Jesus Christ, born of a woman, to this world. We don't know exactly what the fullness meant, but we're thankful that it happened, is what we do know. By this passage in Galatians, though, we do also get a little bit of an understanding of why exactly God did want to send His Son. When the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. This phrase, to be born under the law, which is a description of all of us as being born under the law, can be a little confusing, and we might not be able to understand fully what that means, but I think the best way to illustrate what it means to be a person born under the law is to think and imagine what it would be like to be a slave. And that too also can be hard for us to imagine. I don't think any of us have ever been bondage of slavery as we might think of in our American history or history throughout the world. So it might be hard to imagine, because especially as Americans, we have all been raised with this thought that there is this thing called the American dream out there. And no matter what your beginning, no matter what your heritage is, who your parents were, no matter how low you were born, we have been raised to believe that there's this thing called the American dream, that you as a person can go out, you can work hard, you can show some grit, and maybe with a little bit of luck, you can achieve and earn this thing called the American dream. You can have your kids, you can have your house, you can have your car and your pickup and maybe even your boat and things like that. You can pull yourself up from your bootstraps and achieve this American dream. But a slave cannot. See, for the slave born into slavery, there is no such thing as the American dream. No matter how hard they work, no matter how much luck favors them, no matter how strong they are in their abilities, there is no pulling themselves out of their station in life. They are and always will be a slave. They are and always will have a master over them. There is no escape. This is what it is to be a person born under the law. A person born under the law has only one master, and that master is the law. It is all those things that say, do this, yet this can never fully be satisfied. It is seeing that American dream, but knowing that no matter how hard one works, that American dream is for someone else. It's not for me. To be born under the law is to be born a slave, to be born in a station that you cannot escape, to be born in a place where you know and always will know exactly where you belong. There is no achievement for the slave. There's no inheritance for the slave. There is no good prospects or benefits for the slave. This is what it means to be born under the law. But Paul tells us in Galatians that when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. Whatever it was that God saw 2,000 years ago that fulfilled and ticked all the boxes of what he wanted ticked so that he could see this time and bring his son into the world. Whatever happened, we don't know, but God sent his son, born of a woman. And he sent his son in a way that his son would be born in the exact place where we find ourselves. He would be born under the law. But unlike us, he would live and he would fulfill that which we could not fulfill. And he would break this curse and this bondage of the law over us. He would break and shatter the chains of the master by fulfilling all that needed to be done. Christ was born into our station in order to raise us to his. Christ became a slave in order for us to truly be free. But it's more than just being free. There's this beautiful language about being adopted into the family of God. Jesus came as God's son in order to make us God's own children. So not only are we freed from being under the law, we are adopted into the family of God. And as people adopted into the family of God, we all of a sudden, through Jesus, have a share and have the rights and know now the benefits of what it means to be sons and daughters of the living God. One of those benefits is this amazing thing that is in here where the Spirit of Christ now dwells within those who have faith in him. And this Spirit cries out on our behalf, Abba, Father. The Spirit that lives in you now speaks those words that we never could say, and it addresses God as our own Father, as our Abba, as the one who now watches over us as every father should watch over their children. This is one of the great and most beautiful benefits of what it means for Christ to have come on earth to free us from our slavery, is to put us into the family of God, that we can look at God, the creator of the universe, and say, that is my Father. Another benefit mentioned here of being in this family of God is that we are no longer slaves. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. This benefit of being a child is being given in a way, that American dream. Not earning it, but being given that very thing so that we are heirs to all that God has for us. That we know then at some point in our lives when we finally close our eyes and open them, we will see the Lord Jesus standing before us. And he will welcome us into his kingdom, the kingdom of the Father, and welcome us saying, this is now part of your inheritance. Come and enjoy what my Father has for you. What a beautiful, beautiful gift. And all of this because God sent his son, put him and wrapped him up in human flesh, the same kind of flesh that we have, and placed him in a manger under the care of a a young little girl and a man seeing after this little baby's needs so that this little baby could grow, become a man, and go to the cross for you and I. What a beautiful and wonderful gift. And what a thankful thing to be living on this side of the fullness of time. Let us pray. O gracious and heavenly Father, we give you thanks for Jesus Christ, whom you sent to redeem us who are born under the law. We pray, O Lord, that you would strengthen us in faith. Help us to see what you have done for us. And help us to know what the Spirit cries on our behalf, that you are our Father. We ask, O Lord, that you would help us to be faithful children. We pray this in your name. Amen.